Lauren Cottrell and JD back here with the TCU Believe in TCU Football podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Today we're going to be recapping the battle for the saddle, TCU versus Texas Tech. TCU took that win 52-31 this Saturday in Lubbock for our first road game of the season, moving us to 3-2 on the season, winning our first conference game. JD, what did you think of this game?
Lopsided. It was most TCU games are exciting to watch for sure, no doubt about it. But I mean, I know we're gonna get into it a little bit later, but what our rushing attack did to them, oh my god, like it's like every time I looked up, and I mean, I was doing stuff in between the game, but like every time I looked up, we were scoring. I was like,
I know,
like, is anybody like playing them, or do they have anybody on the field? Like, what's happening? This is not normal. So yeah, you know what I mean? So to open up conference with 52 points on the board, hey, look, I'm a little bit confident now. Like, okay, all right, we might have something going on here.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, I thought it was really interesting because, you know, I was doing the same thing, just, you know, kind of doing stuff between the game. I didn't get to, you know, travel there this weekend, but Tech had more total yards than us, more playing time than us. So, you know, we had that pretty strong run offense this week. So, yeah, that I thought that was awesome, too. I was really happy. Your score prediction was way closer than mine was. So so I was thinking about that the whole time. I was like, he's got it. But, yeah, no, I thought it was a really interesting game. You know, I thought their passing game was pretty strong, but, you know, our running game was obviously stronger. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the biggest things, and I know we're going to get into it, I think one of the biggest things that we did well this game is that we converted on third downs really well. And you know, when you are converting on third downs and you are scoring, then you don't necessarily need the ball that long. And so
it's huge,
you know what I mean, it's very huge. On third down we were 9 for 14, they were 4 for 13, so very lopsided there. They went forward on a couple of on fourth down a couple of times, and they were about 50% on that. So to say that we were converting first third downs and we were scoring says a lot. And the time of possession, I guess, I mean, I wouldn't say it doesn't matter because it does. But I mean, we were scoring like every fifth play. So, it wasn't like we needed a ball long. You know what I mean? So,
yeah
we figured it out this week. I like it.
Well, I just have to say, I know that, you know, we've been talking about giving Zach Evans the ball more, and a lot of TCU fans would like to see that also. And, you know, having Quentin Johnston out this week and J.D. Spielman, I think we did rely heavier on our running backs, which obviously is working out for us. You know, Kendre Miller had himself a freaking game.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Oh my goodness. That, and which is awesome, you know, to have that there and have two really good running backs. You know, cuz it is football and, you know, things happen, and you know, Zach Evans did get pulled after the first half for injury, I believe. But yeah, it's awesome to have, you know, Kendre Miller come out and show himself like that.
Yeah, I mean, when you got, we call it horses in the stable, you feel pretty good about your offense. You know, we were down a couple guys, like you mentioned, and that just gave opportunities for those younger guys to get out there and play. I'm not sure if anybody listening or any of the fans were able to see Zach Evans' little quick snippet on the TCU Instagram page. He was like, man, we got four of them, not one, not two, not three, but four. And it made sense because it seemed like anybody in the backfield that wanted to run the ball, ran the ball, and they ran it really, really well. And Kendre Miller, I mean, having a game of his life, 12 carries, 185 yards, 3 touchdowns. Like, you can't make that up. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you walk into a game and say, all right, I'm going for 185 today, mm-hmm. and I'm going to score 3 touchdowns.
I'm gonna do this today. Yeah.
this is just going to happen today. And that came up huge, right? Because, you know, we talked about how big that is to win on the road and be your own energy and all those good things on the last episode. And they answered the bell this week. So I'm pretty confident about our trip next week going into Norman. But they did really, really well on the road this week, so I'm excited.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because, I did get to also watch the OU UT game this past week, and obviously OU pulled out that win, but they were struggling the first half. Honestly, the first three quarters, the last quarter was kind of when they pulled out their strength. But yeah, I definitely feel pretty confident going to Norman next week. Especially with our running game, you were talking about that a little earlier, and out of our 498 total yards, 394 were rushing yards, which is
Wow.
insane. They
Yeah.
popped off on Saturday, so that was definitely awesome. And you talk about the younger guys who got to work on Saturday, and I just want to talk about Quincy Brown for a second. We had two really good receivers out, like I said, Quentin Johnston and JD Spielman. But Quincy Brown, he came out and he didn't disappoint for being a freshman. He got that opening drive touchdown, which was his first touchdown in his collegiate career. So yeah,
Yeah.
like I said, like you were saying, about the horses in the barn, it's definitely nice to see that some of those
Yeah.
guys are getting those reps and that we can rely on them also.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, Quincy Brown, they were high on him coming in as a freshman. And as a freshman, you gotta wait your turn, gotta wait your opportunity. And he answered the bell right there early in the game, putting us up 7-0. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited for what he can do for this offense. And I think Max has a little confidence in him now, going forward, moving further into the season, where we can put him in the ball game and know that he'll answer. You know what I mean? So I could imagine that this week coming up, we're gonna have all of our guys back, at least the majority of them, because we got to take an army going in the Norman. So I'm excited. I'm excited for those guys. We got to take all 12 running backs in, and everybody do exactly what they did this week. I like it. I like our chances. I really do.
I do too. I think it's gonna be a pretty good game, especially seeing Spencer Rattler, kind of how he performed on the OU side last week. So yeah, I think their offense is looking a little unstable in my opinion, and I think ours is looking pretty good. I want to bring up Max Duggan. He had an 80% completion this Saturday, which is his best
Yes.
all season. And we've been talking about on every single episode just the reps that they need, and I think like you said, he's definitely getting that confidence, and which is good. That's what he needs, especially as a leader for this team. He needs to have confidence because it's going to give confidence to everybody else too. So yeah, he had some really nice connections in this game, and like I said, his best completion rate all season, which is awesome.
I agree. I agree. I mean, Max going 80% on Saturday, I mean, that's huge. Which tells me that he was making smart decisions with the ball and giving our offense and our guys on the perimeter a chance to make plays. And so, like we mentioned, we had a stellar performance this week. Oklahoma kind of a little shaky, right? So, it's gonna definitely be a tale of the offenses for sure. And I know we're gonna talk about our defense a little bit later, but I'm really, really proud of the way that Max led the team on Saturday. It takes a poised quarterback, a focused quarterback, to go out there and put the ball in the right places at the right time. So, like I said, man, it's hats off to Max, man. I am definitely, for sure, without a doubt, excited for him on this week coming up in Norman.
Yeah, no, me too. And I kind of read something this week about obviously our performance on Saturday as a team as a whole, but people were kind of speculating that we didn't really learn anything new about TCU, that it was basically just the same old when it comes to offense and defense. And I just don't agree with that. Like, I think we learned a lot of really great things. I know we're talking about offense right now, but about our offense, about our younger guys, about the people who aren't always starting and aren't always out there on the field. And I think we learned a lot about our team as a whole this weekend, which was it's awesome going forward, knowing that we can rely on some of those guys rather than just the big names,
Yeah, most definitely, man. I mean, and critics are gonna be critics. That's what they do. That's it. That's they get paid to cause confusion and voice their opinions. And I heard something I can't remember who I heard say it in an interview, but the guy pretty much asked, you know, has any of those critics ever played the game? And so I think that's, you know, the confidence that the team needs to take into this week coming up is that don't worry about the critics. Let's just go do what we do best and let's play ball. And like you mentioned, you know, they say, you know, it's same old TCU offense. Well, we established a really good running game against a pretty good team, a team that's 4-1, right? So I think that gives us the advantage going into this week's game, having an established running game and knowing that our running backs can do what they do. And that's what we need. That's absolutely what we need. And that's going to open up guys on the perimeter to make plays like Quincy Brown did this past week and other guys. And, you know, it's Big 12 football, right? Like, people are used to the fireworks and all of the high scoring games and all of that. And sometimes you don't need it. Sometimes you just need a great rushing attack that's going to rush for over 300 yards with multiple guys over 200 to win a game. So we're not going to worry about the critics this week. You know, yep. we're going to answer. We'll answer in Norman with our play, I believe.
No, for sure. There's always going to be critics, and that's in everything. And I think it's funny that you said that, because about how, you know, most critics have never played the game, if any, you know. And I think that's in anything. Most people that have something to say about it don't really know
what
they're talking about. Kind of what they're talking about at all. So, yeah, that's definitely going to be interesting. And I'm really looking forward to this game at OU. I think this was a perfect week for us to go up to mm-hmm. Norman. You know, I think if we would have gone in past weeks, would have been a different momentum. It would have been a different outcome. That is one of the questions that I had. How will this momentum that our team has right now, you know, help us against OU next week?
I think it's going to help us tremendously, because us not, you know, not looking past anybody on the schedule, but going into a big week like this one where you play in Oklahoma, they are playoff contenders every year. But not only that, you're going on the road to their house. Like, you got to go in with all the confidence that you got, all the momentum that you can muster up, with all the healthy guys that you can put on the field. And I think that was huge for us this week, because this past week was the week to fix it. This past week was the week to get the younger guys experience, get them out there, get their feet wet, get their confidence, get their reps in. And so I think this past week was huge to not only win the game, but win a game on the road. So we've proven that we can do it. Now we just got to go back and do it again.
Yeah, for sure. And I remember you saying something last week about how, you know, when you go on the road, you always want to have at least two touchdowns up. And I think we did that. Or I mean, we did do that. So that was awesome. So that was definitely good. And yeah, no, I totally agree. You know, the momentum has been great for them. And, you know, if we came off of a Texas weekend, that I think it would have been a different outcome. And if we came off of an SMU weekend too, it would be a completely different outcome. But yeah, no, I completely agree. We needed this game. And, you know, going into a week where we're facing the best team in the Big 12 right now, you know, top 25 wise, not sure what opinion wise are, but you know,
right.
Top 25 wise, we definitely need that momentum, which is awesome. So I guess, do we want to switch on over to the defense now? How do we think they looked on Saturday? I thought they were pretty good. You know, they're obviously, they're a strong defense. They're getting stronger every single game. Trey Hodges Tomlinson had a great game. TJ Carter had him back in the game, which was nice.
Yes.
He had a great game.
Yes.
We had a nice pick six by Hodges Tomlinson. So, yeah, you know, I think we got our defense back. They got the job done, which is awesome. You know, the only downside of things is that, you know, they do give up a lot of yards still, and they still give up a lot of points. So that's just kind of something that I think we need to strengthen just a little bit more, and they have to be stronger there. Especially, you know, TCU's run defense is a little unstable, you know, at times. And from what I saw last week in the OU game, you know, I don't know who they're going to be starting, if they're going to be starting Brattler or the new guy, Caleb. But, you know, he was a pretty good runner. So we got to definitely tighten that up before next week.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I totally agree with everything you said. I got to give a quick shout out to Trey, though. Trey was awarded Defensive Player of the Week in the Big 12, which is rightly deserved. And I was reading a article a little bit before this call that he has become the dog on our defense. He has brought the dog mentality to our defense, which just means that he's playing aggressive. You know, he's playing very confident, as he should. And he's doing his job. And I think that's the most important thing when it comes to defense, is that, you know, just do your job, do what you're supposed to do, be where you're supposed to be. Not to say that offenses won't, you know, have a explosive play here and there, but I think the way that we can continue to get better from week to week and kind of cut down those rushing yards is that guys have to fill their gaps. Guys have to be where they need to be. You know, we give Coach P praise all the time that, number one, he doesn't have a play call sheet. I think that's like genius. Number two, he watches just as much film as anybody in the country. And so, and number three, he calls plays to stop certain offensive plays because he can look at the offense, the way they line up, and he can call the right play to it. And so it's just about those guys continuing to get on the same page with Coach P and being in the right place at the right time to make that play. But like you said, we're going to have consistent play this week, especially with two dual threat quarterbacks who obviously both can get it done. The new guy, Caleb, I mean, he answered the call. He answered the call in a big time game like that, as well as Spencer Rattler being who he is. So our defense will definitely have to lock in this week, definitely have to focus a little bit more and figure out ways to slow those guys down, mix up some coverages, move some guys around, just kind of show some dummy formations or whatnot, and just try to catch those guys off guard and make them make some incorrect reads. But like I said, coming off a week like this where we're getting better and we're starting to gel as a team, I'm pretty confident going into Norman.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with everything you say for sure, and it's one of those things where, the confidence, I think they definitely have that, but just listening to Coach P, you've said it multiple times on here that, he knows the play before it's going to be called, and he knows what's going to happen in the next play, and he tells them that, he warns them, but it's all about listening to that, and so yeah, definitely just keeping that up, and I think we're going to be good next week, hopefully. So, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I think we're gonna be fine. I definitely do. They don't do Oklahoma doesn't do anything new. They don't really do anything differently. It's the same system, just new guys. That's all it is. So, like I said, I don't see why we should have any problems with that at all. Guys just gotta line up and play and do their job. Everybody do an 11th, as Coach P says.
Yeah, for sure. And we saw this Saturday, A&M beat Bama, so we know
Yes,
we
anything
know
is
it's
possible.
possible. Exactly.
Anything is
Exactly.
possible. Yes, most definitely.
All right. So I know I said last week that I was going to stop with the offensive MVP until we found somebody who would get it other than Evans, and I'm going to have to bring it back this week because I'm going to have to give it to Kendre Miller. Sorry, I
Yes,
just
indeed.
fell over my words there, but he had the game of his life, like we were talking about earlier. And yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to pick him for that one. That's great. I love that we get to, use him more and stuff, and that's definitely gonna help us this upcoming week too, and in weeks after that. So yeah, props to him and congratulations to him on the awesome game.
Yeah, absolutely. Had the hat trick, had three touchdowns, 185 yards rushing. I mean, like we said, I mean, the game of his life, man. And you know, like we said before, we're gonna have to go in with all the guys that we have this week going into Norman, and continue to use that duo between Miller and Evans, and even Max as well, getting there, getting some QB runs. So I think the backfield is definitely gonna be full. But I would like to see the ball in the air this week coming up, and giving some of those receivers some more opportunities to make plays, because we're gonna have to. We got to be the only way we'll beat Oklahoma is if we put it in the air as well as run it. So this week is gonna be pretty interesting, as far as game week goes, or game planning goes.
Absolutely. And I wanted to ask you, I know we've talked about game time and energy and momentum when it comes to that. You know, the 2 11 a.m. games that we had, we unfortunately lost both of those. And last week we had a 6 p.m. game. This upcoming week against Oklahoma, we're gonna have a 6:30 p.m. game. Maybe those night games are just working out for TCU. Maybe that energy maybe that energy is really there. It's helping them connect, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, it's prime time. It's you got all day, watch football, lay up and rest, and then as well as you being the center of attention at 6:30 p.m. On this Saturday coming up. So yeah, I definitely think we got some magic going on in later games. So maybe next year we won't schedule as many 11 a.m. games. Maybe we'll just stick with the 6 o'clocks.
You know, I think this one's already less. This year's already less than last year. I swear, last year, like every single game was at 11 a.m. because I worked them and I had to wake up that early. I
Yes, most
swear.
definitely. No 11 a.m.s.
No,
No 11 a.m.s.
no
None. 0.
11 a.m.s. All right,
Yes.
let's move on to defensive MVP. What are you thinking?
I'm definitely going to go with Trey
Yeah.
Hodges-Thomason
Yeah.
for not only his style of play, but him doing his job, coming up with four solo tackles, and that pick six was huge to walk it in untouched. So I'm definitely going to give it to him, as well as having TJ Carter back this week too, having 12 solo tackles. I mean, he was all over the field. So, but like I said, as far as MVP goes, I'm definitely going to give it to Trey. I love the way he's playing right now. I love the energy that he's bringing, and I think he's going to be on fire this Saturday out of Norman.
There's another Tomlinson in town. We
Yeah, most
love to see
definitely.
it. We love to see it. Yeah, but you know, and going into next week, I just, you know, I think it's definitely going to be a good game because, you know, we're coming out hot with this awesome momentum, this awesome energy, you know, coming off of a great win. And OU's coming off of a great win also, but they're coming off of their biggest game of the season. I mean, they look
Yes.
forward to the Red River Showdown, and they're coming off of a big game, and they're going into a game of, you know, of a team that people like to underestimate. And so I almost have a feeling that they're just going to come to this game and just be like, hey, whatever, like this is going to be easy. And you know, they might get a run for their money from TCU.
I think so too. I think
Yeah.
so too, right? They had to pack a lot of punches last week. I mean, because Texas just about walked away with that game. It was a lot of
Yeah.
back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And as a player, man, when you come out of games like that, I mean, you're tired. Guys are beat up, guys are exhausted. And guys got to figure out how to recoup for the next game. So I think as far as from a physical standpoint, I think, we have the advantage. We got to rest a lot of guys this week. A lot of guys got to kind of, I won't say decompress, but kind of got to take a load off this week. And going into Norman, I think we're going to be fresh. And, Oklahoma is going to have to figure out how to put the pieces together because they were on the ropes. They were most definitely on the ropes.
Yes, they were, for sure. For sure. Well, it's definitely going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for our recap. Our recap this Thursday, this Friday. So make sure you guys tune in for that. We want to thank you so much for tuning in today on Believe in TCU Football. And we cannot wait to see you next time. As always, make sure you guys download, tune in every single Monday and every single Friday. We're going to be talking all things TCU football. Again, if you have any questions or comments, let us know, tag us on social media, and we will go ahead and address those. But for now, peace.
Peace.